And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have special guests here to talk about the upcoming St. Baldrick's event, which will be this Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Elks Lodge. And at St. Baldrick's, folks shave their heads in support of raising funds for children's cancer research. Craig Warren is here. He's the coordinator for the event. Dr. Dave Vastola is here. He's a volunteer. And Brent Edwards and Phineas Edwards are here to talk about their own experiences and their personal connection to St. Baldrick's. Welcome, everybody, to the studio.
Morning.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Well, hi, Phineas. Well, let's talk about St. Baldrick's. Craig, can you give us an overview of what happens and why?
Well, the short and the long of it is that we shave our heads in solidarity with children who have had to go through the treatment process, which includes chemotherapy and the resulting hair loss. So just to show them that it's okay to lose your hair, that everybody's beautiful, even if they are bald.
And how are funds raised through this?
Well, each shavee, the people that are actually having their head shaved, go out and they find their friends, relatives, communicate on Facebook. A lot of our your multimedia social...
social media.
Yes, social media... I have donations coming in from the East Coast for our event here, just through Facebook, through emailing your friends, people, family that you talk with, and you get donations for getting your head shaved. And for some reason, people will even pay Dave Vastola over $3,000 to shave his head.
So, Dave, you have about $3,000 raised this year?
Yeah, I'm having a good year. I work it pretty hard, but this is an event I'm really passionate about. Craig introduced me to this about 5 years ago, and all you have to do is participate once, and you're hooked forever. It's a very, very powerful, moving evening, and it's fun. It really is a good time. It appeals to me as a pediatrician and as an advocate for children.
Every year, you get your head shaved, and you start all over and grow a new head of curly hair. And
I do. I'm on the once-a-year haircut plan, sad as it is to admit.
Well, how many folks are signed up this year?
We have 36 people that are willing to shave their head this year. We have about 45 people between, I have to go out and solicit treasurers. That my wife is one of the treasurers, and she has given me a resounding no. She is not shaving her head. But she's still willing to volunteer and participate. We have people that are helping out with the registration process. We have almost 45 people signed up to help out, 36 of them that are going to be shaving their heads.
And what's your connection to this event? Why are you doing this?
Years ago, this is my eighth year shaving my head. The first year I did it, one of the guys at the fire department said, "Hey, look at this new fundraising opportunity for a good cause, and maybe we should try and organize that in Sitka." His name was Nathan Young. He worked at the fire department with me, and I said, "Oh, sounds good." So Nathan got the very first one going, and since then we were all hooked. There's a core group of us, Dave, Dave Miller, the fire chief, Robert Denard, he's a fire captain, just got promoted. He's our volunteer assistant chief. There's a core group of us at the fire department, but it's by no means a fire department event. This is truly a community event. And having people like Dave Vastola step up so hard is just absolutely wonderful. It really helps us out.
Well, Brent and Phineas, welcome to Raven Radio this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thanks.
Brent, this will be your first St. Baldrick's event, and I know you're going to have to sort of bend to the microphone because it's at Phineas's height, but would you mind telling us why you're participating this year?
Well, actually, I'm not participating.
Well, you'll be there at least.
We will be there. Phineas here was diagnosed recently, just within the last month, with a tumor in his spinal column. And so St. Baldrick's is one of the organizations that raises funds that go towards research and development for cures and ways to treat things like what Phineas here has.
Now, you folks spent quite a bit of time down at Seattle Children's.
That's correct.
And you just got back?
We've been back a little bit over a week.
Well, Phineas, welcome home.
Yeah.
Phineas, how old are you?
4.
You're 4 years old. And why were you down at the hospital in Seattle?
Because I had a blump.
You had a blump? Where was your blump?
In my neck.
What was that like for you? How did you feel when you were down at the hospital? You felt brave. Was it hard being brave?
No.
No? What helped you feel brave?
No.
Were your mommy and daddy and family there? Was that helpful?
Mm-hmm. There was a play pit there that we went and played in every day.
The play pit, huh? Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That helped you be brave going down and playing the play pit?
Mm-hmm. Did you go in the pool too?
Yeah.
Did that help you be brave?
Yeah.
What have you been doing since you've been home?
Well, Nana P made chicky soup.
Mmm, that sounds delicious. Are you looking forward to going to St. Baldrick's?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you think about this?
Yeah.
What do you think about all those people going there and supporting kids like you who've been really, really brave?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming down and speaking with us, Finn.
You're welcome.
Well, let's see. We have just a few more minutes left, and I'd like to let folks know how they can participate and when and where this is all going to happen. Craig, would you mind filling us in?
No, that'd be fine. The easy way to participate is to go to the website, stbaldricks.org, and sign up. I get a notification that I have a new Shavee signed up, and you have donation forms that you can walk around town and hand them to your friends and family, and you have a personalized little web page that you can put your own message on there. Why you're doing this, what's important to you about this event. Once you're signed up, you raise funds and you show up Friday evening and you give up all your locks for cancer research. This event is actually worldwide. They started out with, we are only going to fund cancer research, and they had so much money that a lot of the cancer research facilities couldn't use all the money they had. So they said, okay, we will help buy some of the cancer treatment equipment. And it still didn't use all the money. So now they have started funding fellowships. And there's actually talk that they may have to help fund actual treatment. So the amount of money you can raise just shaving your head is amazing. This organization truly is one of those great fundraising organizations that they give back as much money as they can. Their single greatest cost is the website design. Most of their attorneys are free. They're pro bono attorneys that are here to help the cause. The supplies that they sent out for our events, like I just got a shipment of t-shirts yesterday, so that everybody gets their head shaved. Hopefully we got enough of the right sizes that everybody will have a t-shirt, even if it doesn't quite fit right. Those type of supplies also are obviously an expense to them, but they still go out and try and find people to donate. So our t-shirt has got, I don't know, there must be close to 100 different little names all over the t-shirt for companies that have helped pay for those t-shirts and the screen printing on them.
So you know your money is definitely going to something concrete.
Absolutely. Over 90% of them, and I don't remember the exact number off the top of my head. At one time I heard it was like 93% of the money raised goes directly to the cancer treatment and the fellowships. The cancer treatment research, the fellowships that they have started to fund, it goes where we want it to go. It's going where we expect it to go when we raise these money. this money.
So even though the event's happening Friday, it's not too late for people to sign up and start fundraising?
Not at all. We have people walk in just to see what's going on and say, oh, you know what? Maybe I will just, I'll shave my head tonight. And then we kind of have this friendly banter that goes on. And we said, well, we're not going to shave your head for free. So now that person has to go out and work the crowd a little bit and raise a couple $100 right there in the crowd at the event. And it really gets to be fun. It people are just laughing and joking. My daughter is not going to shave her head, but she has made survival bracelets in green and white for the St. Baldrick's colors. And she has about 20 survival bracelets and 45 keychain little survival, you know, paracord survival keychains that she has made. And she's going to walk the crowd selling those, raising all the money. She got the donations from family